This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Dave Mustaine, the master, bringing us in. Let's play part of this report that's up on InfoWars.com by Paul Watson that's going viral. The truth about Milo is going to be joining us in studio coming up in 1 hour.
Twitter has slapped a lifetime ban on Milo Yiannopoulos for saying that the new Ghostbusters movie sucked and criticizing one of its lead actors, Leslie Jones. According to Twitter, Milo was banned for, quote, inciting or engaging in the targeted abuse or harassment of others. This was parroted by the New York Times, who said that Jones had suffered, quote, racist and sexist remarks rallied and directed by Mr. Yiannopoulos. Time magazine said Milo was, quote, involved in a campaign of racial harassment. TechCrunch said Milo, quote, urged on a hateful mob. BuzzFeed claimed Milo, quote, incited his followers to bombard Jones with racist and demeaning tweets. Yet there's no evidence for this whatsoever. All these media outlets are brazenly lying. This provably never happened. Milo tweeted that Jones was, quote, barely literate. That's it. That's not harassment. It's a statement of fact. And it isn't proof of Milo inciting a targeted campaign of abuse against Jones. There's no proof whatsoever that Milo incited the targeted abuse or harassment of Leslie Jones, who did engage in the incitement of targeted abuse against another Twitter user. Who could it possibly be? And it was Leslie Jones. She sent out a tweet on Monday inciting her followers to target someone with whom she disagreed.
Bitch, I want to tell you about yourself, but I'm gonna let everybody else do it. I'm gonna retweet your hate. Get her!
Get her! That's inciting targeted harassment right there. Under Twitter's own rules, Leslie Jones should have her account terminated. She did the precise thing that Milo was wrongly banned for. She openly incited the targeted harassment of another Twitter user, not to mention engaging in routine casual racism.
But Twitter's a private company. It can refuse service to anyone it likes.
Oh, really? So can Christian bakeries refuse service to gays? Oh no, that's right, they get fined and shut down.
But that has nothing to do with it. You're talking about discrimination law.
Except that law isn't applied when it comes to Muslim bakeries refusing to bake gay wedding cakes. Just like Twitter's own rules aren't applied to leftists who engage in violent rhetoric or who incite targeted harassment. Do you know how many threats of violence and outright death threats I've personally reported to Twitter, only to see nothing happen every time? So while Twitter was wasting its time and resources on censoring a gay conservative who gave a movie a bad review, ISIS supporters were celebrating terrorist attacks. An actual ISIS jihadist was allowed to threaten terror on Twitter for 6 months, and they did nothing. Over the last 2 years, Black Lives Matter supporters have called for killing police officers on a daily basis. Those threats intensified after the murder of 5 cops in Dallas. How did Twitter respond? It gave them their own emoji. So I guess under these new rules, prominent Twitter users with hundreds of thousands of followers are now personally responsible for racist and violent tweets sent by their followers. Does that mean D. Ray McKesson or Sean King will be held personally responsible for the deluge of violent threats and incitements to kill cops tweeted by Black Lives Matter supporters? Does that mean apologists for radical Islam like Glenn Greenwald will be held personally personally responsible for ISIS propaganda or death threats sent to conservatives by Islamists.
Is Justin Bieber responsible when his fans cut themselves with the hashtag cut for Bieber? Is Beyonce responsible when her fans go after One Directioners with death threats and rape threats? Of course not. It's preposterous to suggest that a public figure, an entertainment personality, or a prominent journalist is responsible for what other people post on the internet.
Does that mean feminists like Anita Sarkeesian or social justice warriors in general will be held personally responsible?
Very, very powerful report, the truth about Milo. And people say, oh, well, I don't like Milo, or oh, I like Milo. It doesn't matter. The fact that they can permanently ban him off Twitter is...
This communications network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company, from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Our guest coming in right now as we overlook the RNC. I'm going to be going down through Media Row today and looking at some of the dinosaur media, some of the specimens there. Regardless of what you think of some of the politics, some of the folks we're going to be having on today, like Milo Yiannopoulos. This guy has tens of millions of Twitter followers, or did. He's a successful entrepreneur who happens to be gay. And since he criticized the new Ghostbusters movie as a feminist propaganda being forced down our throats, they, quote, permanently banned him for inciting racial or ethnic hatred. And now they can ban anybody else. And the next, they're going to try to pass all these anti-hate laws, which are meant to only target conservative or libertarian or patriotic speech. These people want to shut down our speech. We have a coup going on at Fox News right now. I was told about this last year and 2 weeks ago. I conferred with Stone. He confirmed, yes, it is a coup made up because Roger Ailes hugged Megyn Kelly 6 years ago and might have squeezed her a little too hard. And so sexual harassment. And so now the Murdochs, who run all their other leftist media are basically kicking him out to take it over. They've already lost half their ratings in key demographics. Sean Hannity and 30 other hosts and crew are saying they're getting ready to leave. And I talked to other Fox executives yesterday when I was over at the Ritz-Carlton doing a pre-interview with Milo. And I talked to him in the bar area. I was talking to some well-known Fox people. I'll just leave it at that. They confirmed everything I was told by the Fox host I know. So this is a reign of terror against free speech going on, a leftist coup in the few areas of media that are not completely anti-American. So this is getting crazier and crazier. And the answer to this is for everybody to start getting their own local show, running for office, getting aggressive. Normal people don't want to be in power. We just want to live our lives. Well, I'm sorry. Collectivists, globalists, socialists, you name it, they want power. They're taking over. And it's now time to really launch a populist movement against them. That's what you see Donald Trump doing. You see Nigel Farage, who we just interviewed, breaking down with the Brexit. This is happening. And somebody else who's fighting at the local level is Captain Higgins. I wanted to get this guy on last year when this broke. And then obviously it's hard to get through channels of somebody when the whole media is calling you. But then I ran into some folks that work with him. He's running for Congress. And I said, oh, my gosh, give me that card. Let's get him in studio. Because right when all this cop killing accelerated, and then the cops were, like, apologizing in liberal areas, we'll do better, and, you know, all the rest of this, please don't kill us. This guy came out and said, look, we're just going to kill you. You try to kill us. We're coming after you. And, of course, he then got in political trouble about that. Again, because this is upside-down bizarro world. So CaptainHiggins.com, I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but remember he was going after the Gremlin gang that was killing people down in Louisiana. Captain Clay Higgins is a lifelong resident of Louisiana. He has served in Arcadia. My eyes are going bad today in this bright light. In law enforcement for the last 11 years and currently serves as deputy marshal for the city of Lafayette. Captain Higgins has become one of the nation's most influential cops, regularly speaking to law enforcement agencies across America. And I'm not going to go over all of his bio, but I love seeing folks out there like the Milwaukee sheriff and others and yourself who just tell it like it is. Good to have you here, sir.
Al, it's such an honor to be here, man. I can't tell you what a big fan I am of yours. We don't always agree, but we always agree that you are on point, baby. You're the point of the spear, and your thrust is felt across the world. So thank you for having me here. And you're right, man. I was listening to what you're saying. We're certainly, listen, thieves in suits have seized power in Washington, D.C., and in other capitals across the world. The sun does not set on the insidious effort to divide us whereby they can control us. And Alex, you're completely right, partner. I agree with you 100%. American citizens must stand up. We must vote. We must run for office. We must leave our comfort zone. For me, that's a street cop. I've been a street cop for 13 years. I was thrust into the national spotlight, and somehow or another, you know, by the grace of God, I became popular and well-known. But this was not something that I sought, you understand? It's not something that I was looking for in my life. But I'm definitely responding to the call of duty.
Well, there's a vacuum, and men are going to fill it.
Yeah, no doubt. That's right. We're going to stand this country back up, whether the people that have taken it over like it or not. And you know, we have to.
I like how you say that. We're going to stand the country back up.
That's right. We're going to stand this thing back up. And we're going to do it not by politicians, you know, not by the insidious agenda of those with the unbelievable lust for greed and power, but by the patriotic fervor and the bond of our American spirit.
Talking about spirit, I can feel your spirit right here. Used to I go to RNCs, kind of felt creepy, kind of neocon rhino. I felt a really good spirit there the last few days. But out on the street with the citizens and the police and everybody together, I really have never felt the spirit of America stronger. It's incredible.
Neither have I. You know, we've been patient. We've been loving. We're forgiving. We're quiet. This is the nature of the conservative. This is the nature of the libertarian. We allow each other our freedoms, and that includes their freedom to oppress us to a certain point. You know, we have reached that point. We've passed that point. Our nation is in peril. When I served my country as a military police officer, I swore an oath to the United States Army to defend my nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. There's no expiration date on that oath, and I continue it to this day, as do you, sir.
Well, I tell you, nobody's perfect, and there's, as they say, bad apples anywhere, but I am blown away But I've got to say 90% of the military is completely awake, and about 80% of the police. People say, well, there's still some bad cops. You know, why are you? But look, we've got George Soros and foreign interests trying to cause a civil war on record, targeting local government and police. That is a foreign attack on this country when they attack the police and local government. It's a no-brainer. We've got to back the police now to the hilt. This is a foreign attack. That's not rhetoric.
You're right, brother. We're under attack, but I'm going to tell you something. Those that attack us, listen to me well. This will not end the way you think it will. Because if my brothers and sisters at a thin blue line will not waver from our loyalty and our service to the Constitution that we're sworn to uphold and to the citizens that will give our last blood.
You just said it. They want you to stand down and let them take over.
That's right. That's not happening, baby. You know, from sea to shining sea.
Why have they miscalculated? It's so clear to me it's going to blow up in their face.
Because they're idiots. This is why they've proven that they're idiots. They continue to underestimate the common man because they consider us uneducated. They consider us not their equal. They're very erudite, you know, and their level of unbelievable destruction for our country, their intent to destroy our country, completely overlooks our superior intent to defend and uphold our country. Because they think they're better than we are, but they're not.
And the sleeping giant never wakes up till it's under attack.
That's right.
You're right, though. They are so arrogant. I ran into Charlie Rose, the big Bilderberg group member, and he was evil. I mean, when I was talking to him last night, his eyes were like snake eyes. We haven't heard that yet. And these people really think they're better than us. But you know what? I wish they were still arrogant. They're starting to realize that America's waking up. I think they're concerned now.
Yeah, they should be concerned because, listen, the Constitution serves us all, Alex. You know that. And we have learned and grown as a nation and come together through all types of horrors, some horrors of our own creation. But by the bond of our American spirit, we have always united in times of crisis. And this is certainly one. We face a crisis, the level of which I don't believe we have faced as a nation.
Yeah, I've never felt the American spirit this strong in the city. It's unbelievable. I mean, I've been very emotional the last few days, but it's strong. And I think that's because the country's about to get challenged. We know they brought in a bunch of ISIS teams. We know they're being protected. And I just want Obama and the globalists to know when these people start hitting us even harder, you're going to get the blame. They're crazy. How do they think they're not going to get away with this? It's crazy.
Well, again, they continue to underestimate the power and the love of the American people and the spirit that bonds us as one. No, that's essentially
where do you
message.
Think this is going when you talk to other police around the country as you travel and talk to these groups? What's the kind of crowdsourced sense, you know, the knowledge of the crowd of these patriots, these warriors, of where this is going and what the next shoe to drop is? Because I can just feel it in the air, the energy.
Yeah, they're going to try. There's going to be other attacks and whatnot. But, you know, the more they attack us, the more we bind together. And speaking for my brothers and sisters at a thin blue line, patriots, prior military, current military, serving, man, we number in the millions, you know, across this country, and we have our means by which we communicate through social media. They can't take that away from us, even if they break down the grid. You know, it's just not going to work. So whatever type of attack ISIS intends to visit upon us will only be successful within the small parameters of the immediate area of that attack. They're not going to crack us because we're unbreakable. We're an irresistible force. The power of the American people will not be subdued. We shall overcome, and we must take back Washington one election at a time, one candidate at a time that speaks from his heart.
That's right.
One patriot at a time, baby. We're going to take this thing back.
How are you in the Congress? I'd love to have you in there.
Your love and prayers and support, CaptainHiggins.com. is my campaign congressional website. I am not a politician. I never will be. I'm a patriot.
Straight shooter.
This is a call to duty for me.
There were attempts to silence you. Those haven't worked, obviously.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, that's not going
to
work.
Speaking to other groups around the country, what is the sense of things? Because, I mean, this is a coordinated offshore globalist plan allied with Islam to come in and destabilize the country. But the plan is now known, but they still seem to be following the plan, even though it's going to blow up in their face.
Well, that seems to be their trajectory. You know, the evils that are aligned against us, they can bring what they want. It's just not going to work, brother. You know that. Americans are not going to sit idly by and allow our country to fall. We have been patient. We have been quiet. We have been loving and forgiving because this is our nature. of a good, God-fearing, tax-paying, hard-working American citizen, conservative man, you know, a conservative woman and family. We have conservative ideals, which includes forgiveness and quiet. But when we reach a point where we know that our families are threatened, that our streets are threatened, that the very future of our nature has been threatened, then we bond together. And at this time, and I felt the same spirit in the Cleveland. I met probably 200 cops in the last 48 hours. And man, we have hugged and wept. And these guys will not bend. We will not break. And we will not allow our country.
Absolutely.
To fall.
America's got its problems, but this is an offshore attempt at civil war. And the American people are coming together, every race, color, and creed, against this.
That's right.
This is an epic time. Final segment with our guest coming up to talk about where he sees this election going and Donald Trump and more. CaptainHiggins.com. Stay with us.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea med. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
powerful info they've been putting out, CaptainHiggins.com. Then we have Milo, who has officially been banned for life from Twitter for criticizing the new feminist movie Ghostbusters. I mean, that's his free speech. That's racial or sexual hatred. So they're really trying to shut down free speech. Meanwhile, they have national TV leftists and people calling for my arrest, saying I should be shut down. These people are authoritarians. You know, that shows they're losing, though, Captain, that they're really trying to have them to shut down free speech.
Yeah, they're desperate. But, free speech, our First Amendment, man, is going to stand strong, whether they like it or not, because we now have the means by which to communicate outside of the parameters of the controlled media, the in-the-box media. We can communicate through the airways, through social media, and means by which it was just unprecedented.
And good luck trying to shut it down.
Yeah, good luck shutting that down. That's
by the way, you gave me this really nice armband here. It says Redemption on it. CaptainHigginsGear.com.
Yes, sir. Well, that's reflective of a charitable endeavor we have to build a homeless shelter, man. I'm passionate about the homeless and believe in the redemptive nature of every human being. I'm certainly, my story is an open book, and I'm certainly reflective of that type of redemptive nature. And I believe our country is there, Alex. I gave you that because our country is at a crucial point right now. This election in November will determine whether or not we shall be a redeemed country or not. And that's how important it is, and that's why I believe the election is going to turn out with President Trump.
Wow, I used to really like Ted Cruz. I was really ashamed last night when he wouldn't endorse Trump. I mean, he just shouldn't have spoken.
Man, I have to be honest. That's my nature. I'm a candid person. You presented this to me on the air now, and my nature is to respond from my heart. I was hurt, man, because I love Ted. I actually met the man yesterday, and we had a moment, man. We shared a moment, two patriots, and I completely expected, my friends back home have been texting me from across the country, Captain Higgins, do you think he's going to endorse Trump? I said, of course he is. He's a man of character, and we understand. We take our licks, we get our ass whipped, we stand up, and we continue to move. And I really, really was hurt that he fell short of that. So that's that important, crucial moment. We all have defining moments in life, and we either define them or they define us. And I believe last night that moment defined him.
Unfortunate. In the last 3 minutes we have left, other points you want to break down? You were telling me during the break about the death threats. They told you don't come here. We've got a red dot on you. All these other intel info coming in. We had all that same stuff. Instead, this is some of the smallest amount of protests by the communists we've ever seen. They're pathetic. It looked like it was all bluff. Now the day's not over. But I tell you, we got trash trucks, other stuff have disappeared. But I tell you, it just shows that their intimidation isn't working.
Yeah, it's not. And it can be a bluff or not. Makes no difference to me. It's not going to end well for them because the American people are just not going to tolerate that kind of oppression anymore. You understand? We will stand our country back up. And it's going to happen. It begins, again, one candidate at a time, one patriot at a time. Embracing the path that's been prepared for us because, our forefathers and for 235 years, we've had patriot bloodshed to get this thing to where it is. Have we been perfect? No. But you can rest assured that we're going to continue moving forward as an American.
And I like the historical term you use about we're going to stand America up. I never heard anybody use that term, but like an army stands up, a company stands up, a family stands up. I mean, the globalists have sabotaged. People think it's hard to be prosperous. No, Americans have always been the most prosperous. We have to get them off our back. We will automatically, like a jack-in-the-box, stand right back up.
That's right.
And that's it. Stand America back up.
That's what we intend to do.
Explain what that term means militarily.
It's what, well, if you stand up a force, then that means the enemy's in a bind. And right now, the enemy is overseas, and it's within our borders here. We have enemies, foreign and domestic, that we face. And every American can do their part by participating in this election in November.
Americans have to stand up.
The Americans must stand up. We must go to the polls. We must vote. We must take back our neighborhoods.
Get aggressive.
We don't have to tolerate the kind of violence and hateful rhetoric that's taken over our streets. know, our police officers are getting murdered while we sit in our squad cars.
It shows the disconnect that Obama comes out and says cops need to reform every time cops get killed, implying random dead cops are at fault for something else that happened. That is crazy.
And gun control. Of course, you know, we just couldn't wait for his next speech about gun control after more cops were murdered, right? That's really the leadership that we needed.
After they incite it, CaptainHiggins.com. Clay Higgins, thank you, my friend. Look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Yes, sir. God bless you, sir, and your endeavor.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to say bye to you. We've got more folks coming in. And then he's been censored, Milo. I mean, they have lifetime ban for criticizing the movie Ghostbusters. God almighty, I tell you. They can do that to him. They can do it to anybody. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I think Trump is going to win. I'm sorry. You know what?
Who, if you want, I am glad you're saying it. Everybody
I don't
should
want to say
that. No, no. The enemy is complacency.
Yeah.
Say it every day.
I live.
Not only could he certainly
in,
could win.
I live in Michigan. Let me tell you. Let me
right.
tell you. But what he's
nope.
this he's gonna it's gonna be the Brexit strategy. The middle of England is Michigan, Wisconsin,
right.
Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And Mitt Romney lost by 64 electoral votes. The total electoral votes of those four states in the Rust Belt, 64.
Yeah.
All he has to do is win
yeah.
those four states. And I'm telling you, I was there during the Michigan primary, and he went there in front of the Ford, and he said, I'm telling you right now, they moved this factory to Mexico. I'm
right.
putting the tariff
right.
on the cars, and that's it. And it was music to people's ears, and more people in Michigan, in the Michigan primary, voted Republican than Democrat in the primary this year.
And folks, we are back live. So many great people here. So many big interviews we've got stacked up that we've already taped. When I confronted Charlie Rose, I talked to Don King last night. And we've got so much coming up. But this is live in studio. Marco Gutierrez and Marco Leo, official Latinos for Trump.com. Talk about amazing folks. Coming here legally is what Mr. Gutierrez did, becoming a citizen. That's what Trump's always said, is that it's so hard to become a citizen because the Democrats and Republicans want a bunch of undocumented people that they can basically use and basically drive down the wages with. So we're not the enemies of all these undocumented illegals that are here. They're just being used as a weapon against everybody. And then if the U.S. collapses into a third world country, there's nowhere to go. This is what Ross Perot exposed. He said they're paid $25 an hour, $30 an hour in Canada. We're paid $18 an hour here. As soon as we opened up to Canada, theirs all went down. Now we do it to Mexico. We're going to go down. It happened. Yeah. And so it's stupid. I mean, we need to be using our jobs industry here to actually build up deals with Mexico, not the other way around, just imploding all of our nations. So official LatinosForTrump.com. Guys, tell us your story. Tell us about what you've been through supporting Trump, where you see all this going, and why you decided to support Trump. But first, tell us your story. You were telling me your personal story.
Well, my name is Marco. Yes, and I was born and raised in Mexico, and I came to this country in 1991. My parents were granted amnesty in the Reagan administration, so they petitioned for us, and I was there with 4 years without my parents. I stayed in Mexico while we got approved.
Sure. Just scoot a little bit. I'm sorry, I said scoot down.
We got approved. Right. I came, and I have had the opportunity to integrate into this culture, and it hasn't been easy. And I see a lot of people are having a hard time, that they come here and they stay in the middle, and they live in a subculture environment where they don't feel the urgency or the need to become a citizen, and they cash their checks at the Mexican market. They go to church in Spanish, so they don't feel that need. And Mexico is a country underdeveloped country, so the third world mentality, it's we bring that with us. And I think that's what Donald Trump's talking about. We have problems. We're bringing problems, but as you integrate in the culture and you understand, then you start seeing the rules and you start getting the idea of what it is to be an American. I came here to be an American. I didn't come here to continue to be a Mexican. And that attitude that you have in San Jose about the flag and La Raza is the ones that have been pushing things on the Hispanics that is not right. You know, the white man with blue eyes is the devil. And when you tell that to kids, and the false pride that comes with that, and they're trying to defend a Mexico that doesn't exist. That Mexico that they're defending here, it's a Mexico of 150 years ago, and there's a lot of unresolved pain that they keep cultivating when this is different times.
I mean, look, it's Ford Foundation. There's beefs on both sides. Everybody's done bad stuff, but it's Ford Foundation weaponized garbage to make us all fight to keep people in a subculture, as you said, control of the Democratic Party. So, I mean, I wouldn't even be against even more massive immigration because, quite frankly, a lot of Americans have gotten lazy, and I don't care what color they are. But the issue is that they get here, I don't care whether they're from China or Europe or wherever, they're indoctrinated with socialist brainwashing and hate America garbage to bring the country down. And I'm sorry, that, you know, that's my issue. And so that's why it's so great, because I see these stereotypes that Hispanics are all communists or socialists. I find the most patriotic white people out there. Same thing with black folks. We have rallies where it's like almost all blacks and Hispanics and not even white people. They actually care about freedom. And I'm not trying to be patronizing or you know, virtue signal. It's a fact. It's what we're seeing. So what I'm saying is, from what the real people believe and stand for and what the media claims people stand for is two different things. So, Shelby, what do you think the demographics are? How many folks, let's say from Mexico, do you think kind of halfway understand what's going on? Or are they just kind of kept in their barrio?
You have what's called a lot of Donald Trump supporters that are in the closet. And they're afraid to come and say it publicly because of the violent criticism of the left. You have the, I wish there was two or three Alex Jones in Spanish. Maybe I can.
We do.
Maybe
no, I can make one. We want to launch a whole Spanish division. That's not the money or the. We're looking. In fact, that's a plan.
I am so against Jorge Ramos, George Lopez. I do videos just. Because these guys, they
I should add, you reach millions of people. You're, yeah.
They exploit the heritage just to enrich themselves, and they're just hurting all these kids by continuing that nonsense. That it just it's not conducive. I think that they're interfering in the integration, cultural integration of thousands of millions of people,
and creating division.
Exactly.
Because let's be honest, it's not just all Raza and Tisha and hate and stuff. It's causing a backlash on the other side. It's very distasteful.
In the media, I was trying to talk to CNN and Univision yesterday. 90%, it's just socialist mumbo jumbo.
And a lot of Latinos are really pro-capitalism. A lot of Latinos are pro-capitalism at heart. You see the guys that are cutting people's yards. There, you got guys that are selling ice cream, you know, at the corner, and they have fruit stands and. You know, they're
old-fashioned common sense hard work.
Yeah, they're not relying on the government.
And mom and dad and family, the opposite of what the socialists. Yep. That's what I mean. How could they sell, especially to Hispanics, who are like the most pro-family people out there, how are they trying to sell socialism to them and anti-family?
It doesn't work. I mean, we like the taco truck. We like the tamales. We sell. We like trade. And when the Spanish conquered Mexico, they wrote back to Queen Elizabeth, and they said, hey, we found this place with riches where they're straight compared to the Chinas.
Yeah.
And still to this day, that's what we like. We don't like free lunch. We like to work.
But you've always had, just like we've had in the U.S., colonialism. And so it would be great to see colonialism. Now we have this corporate colonialism, this socialist colonialism, finally get rid of it.
Sorry.
But Latinos are definitely... You know, not communist, but they're definitely, capitalists at heart. And, you know, some of them in wherever they came from, they've been in their countries, you know, brought into the more, communistic, socialistic, you know, styles of living. They get here and they see, you know, this brand of car or that house or whatever, and they have this entitlement feeling that, hey, I should have that car and I should have that and I should have a free education. And a lot of times they do. And you know, I was talking to other, minorities and, you know, some of them are supporting Donald Trump because, you know, because the Latinos have embedded themselves into the, into the government as well, you know, running the HUD homes. And that's why, you know, they're upset because, hey, you have to be a Latino just to get a Section 8 house. But if you're not Latino, then, and that's actually bringing in like
a
black
vote. So the truth is, every group in history does this entitlement business.
Yes.
And does this inside, privilege thing. Instead of just making our culture be about the Bill of Rights, Constitution, free market, family.
Correct.
No matter what color we are, where we came from, we believe in the prosperity of an open, free society. But we can't bring folks in who are going to be weaponized against that free society, and that's happening.
Well, yeah. one thing that, in 1986, 4 million... Reagan granted 4 million people passage here to be legalized here.
That includes my stepfather, by the way.
Out of those 4 million, I'm probably the only one that's in the convention today. Where are those people? They should be jumping up and down, registered Republican, to pay back that they're able to be here, but they're not. So we did something wrong then. And a lot of people tell me, well, if you're Mexican, you came here through amnesty, why are you against these people getting legalized. Different times, different problems, and different solutions.
Well, the thing is, the Republicans did that, and the Democrats are so good at race baiting, it doesn't matter what they do, it just gets worse and worse, where you're being called all these names no matter what you do, and at a certain point you're like...
They call us racists, and it's...
Yeah, so what is that like? Because, you know...
Oh, it's terrible. Obviously, I'm white. You know, my parents, they come from Mexico. They came here legally. They needed the math knowledge from my dad, you know, and he worked on the space program. So he came over here legally, and you know his parents, you know, descended from Spain, and so the Mexicans, they're like, oh, he's American already, so they didn't want me. The blacks, I'm obviously not black, and you know the whites, they didn't assimilate me because you know I'm an ESL person, you know, I didn't learn English until 6 years old, so I had a lot of racism thrown at me
from
all sides.
That's me. I love black folks, but I mean, some of them are really racist and aggressive. I grew up in Dallas, and I've been attacked, I mean, a lot. I mean, there have been a movie just of that. People wouldn't believe it. And I don't have some chip on my shoulder against some random black people who are great folks, but, they, you know, it's like they act like only a minority can go through racism, but you're saying you're getting it from all sides, whites, all Hispanics, sides. Blacks, everybody.
Yep.
So I mean, well, that's people are tribal. You know, you're not in their group, you're not in the club.
Yeah. So that's actually helped me become who I am, you know, a stronger individual.
I agree. The stuff I went through made me stronger. It didn't make me a victim.
Nope, it didn't. And, you know, I've been prosperous in my life, and, you know, I'm, you know, whether, you know, good or bad, I'm going to land okay because I have a good head on my shoulders, and you know I have strong feet.
And you're independent. Imagine
very independent.
Imagine the enslavement of actually believing you can only get ahead with the government. Communist countries can't even build cars.
Yeah, that's.
They never even have enough food.
Look at Cuba.
I mean, take the Russians. Those are probably one of the highest IQ groups out there statistically. Some of the engineers, scientists, you know, art, music, you name it. Under communism, they couldn't even hardly produce automobiles or enough food.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
And now they just released an airplane that rivals the 737, the MC-21. Just
absolutely.
Came out. Yeah. And it's got anti-suicide pilot technology written into it. It's already can be flown as a drone, but they're not getting that certified yet.
That's right. But I mean, the point is no matter who you take, they took black folks and put them under government control, out of one evil into another, and totally destroyed their family in 30 years. Blacks had lower illegitimacy than whites in the 40s and 50s. Now it's the worst in the world. Yeah. You put Russians under government, they're done. You put blacks under government, they're done. You take anybody, put them under government, they're done.
They're done. Yeah.
I mean, you put them under socialism, it's over.
They overregulate everything.
Well, yeah, because you never get a chance to actually live or try and fail. Oh, kids, we can't. Everybody has to get an A+, so there's no more grades. Or we can't have dodgeball. Or we can't have trophies because everybody's got to get one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
If everybody's a winner, then everybody's on the same level. Nobody gets ahead. But a lot of people get left behind.
Absolutely. And of course, there's always the few winners in the government system who they want to get in the little places of power. But it's crazy. And again, I'm not even saying the government itself is evil. I'm saying a big, overreaching, giant government. But I tell you guys, what type of response have you got when you say folks are closeted? Because that's what I find, is that I think Trump's going to win a landslide. Most people I talk to who are white, black, Hispanic, most folks I know, a lot of folks are mixed, whatever you call it, just humans. They're supporting Trump. You know how liberal trendies are, but they're scared to say it.
I was at a grocery store, and you know I was getting signatures for Trump, and... you know, this lady who didn't speak a lick of English, she starts speaking to me in Spanish, and she basically is like, yeah, I'm a Trump supporter, doesn't speak English, is registered to vote. But she says that the Democrats really have, you know, allowed demonic forces into their party.
I think people are getting it. Carson said it's the devil. Hillary's mentor pledged himself to Lucifer.
Yep. And she pointed out
that there's a problem that I want to talk to about. Now, talking about the problems that we as underdeveloped culture bring, the number one epidemic in the Hispanic community right now is domestic violence. A lot of these people get deported because they haven't got their citizenship. So what you have here is it costs about $50,000 to deport somebody without any legal entanglements around it.
Gosh.
Now, you deport the person, now the family goes in assistance. That's about another $50,000 because it'll take about a year for the guy to get enough money to come back. So now you have $100,000 on somebody that's not doing what he's supposed to do, that's not abiding by the rules of the land.
Yeah.
So these people need to, either they need to either integrate or they need to find another.
No, I agree. We need to just vet people, and if they have skills and if they have a good record, just. And I'm sorry, we had people in the citizenship test. They're patriots. You know, at least you're Americana. And see, that sounds wrong to me to say they've got to have a political pro-American view. But then I realize instead they're giving them a globalist communist view. So I'm saying don't indoctrinate people, but then they're going to do it anyway. So how do you counter that?
Well, something that your guest before was saying is when you get your citizenship, you actually have an oath where you an oath to uphold the Constitution and an oath to go against domestic and foreign terrorists.
So I guess becoming a citizen really is you agree to be at least swear to this indoctrination. I mean, it's not, and that's it. You're joining this crew. You're joining this club. We want free market, religious freedom. We're going to do all this. Why wouldn't you want to say that place to that?
And to answer your question, how do you counter that? You know, I look at the whole Soviet Union when they went to glasnost, and that's what people need is glasnost, freedom, deregulation, empowerment. And that's how you counter it. And right now it's a tough job to try to get to that point. You know, even on the platform, I read the entire thing. There's a lot of wonderful stuff, and then there's some stuff it's not just regulation, but it's over-regulation.
That's right, over-regulation. It's all sorts of garbage, because all these special interests can come in, they can buy off the government, and then basically have their industry protected. And that's really and now they want to just shut down free speech. You know, this Milo guy's about to be here, you know, tens of millions of Twitter followers until now, banned. Tech company guy sells it, happens to be, you know, gay or whatever. And he criticizes feminism, and now they've said you're banned for life because that's hateful. I mean, nobody's safe. This is they have a coup at Fox News right now. I mean, they're making their move because they know America and the world is waking up. Gentlemen, stay with us. We're going to come back. What's the best website for folks to visit?
OfficialLatinosForTrump.com.
OfficialLatinosForTrump.com. These gentlemen are reaching tens of millions of people a week. It is amazing. They are incredible and full warriors.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Siren show from
1810. All right, 6 minutes left. Marco Gutierrez and crew here. Also, Marco, you got the floor. Other key things you've seen, what you've seen here, what's coming up. You're telling me about the parties with the delegates, you know, other interesting things. You witnessed, you told me about splits in families. You said you have friends and family where the wife threatens to leave the husband. We vote Trump. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I talk about immigration a lot because... I came here with a dream, an American dream, and I have had actually a very successful story because I became a millionaire in 2007. I went bankrupt and I lost everything. And then I see that if you really want to, this land is the land of opportunity. I mean, it just.
And let me guess, I bet you've already built it back up.
I'm getting there. But this
where else can you do that?
Nowhere else but the USA.
And not anymore. They keep doing this.
Yes. There is a lot of people out there that they are angry of people that are successful. And I think that's why I'm so angry at Donald Trump. My culture is divided because being an immigrant is not easy. You know, you it's like you get transplanted. And you're like,
you get pissed on some. That happens to everybody.
Yeah. But there's a point where you have to have integrity, you know, and you are here, and this is the land, this is the flag we have allegiance to, and the what I'm feeling from look at I'm talking America's being great for me again now. I'm talking to Alex Jones. I was at the floor with a Latinos for Trump sign, and I think that that's gonna give permission to a lot of Hispanics to say, well, I can do that too, and it's okay. It's okay to support Donald Trump.
And it's okay to be open about it, too. That's
well, look, I want to believe in Trump, but I know this. Hillary's pure evil. There's no choice here. What did you think of Ted Cruz? I used to really admire him saying he'd vote for Trump, pledging, and then flip-flopping on there. I really feel sorry for him.
I was totally ready with the Latinos for Trump sign down on the floor. You know, all Latinos unite. All the Latinos unite with Donald Trump. And I was expecting that, and you know, he was saying a lot of great things, you know.
And he slipped it in there.
And then vote your conscience, and which, to some degree, yeah, I guess. But
up and down, all the votes are for Hillary, if you don't vote for Trump.
Exactly. The others, it's like, look at others. I'm like,
you should have just said vote for Hillary. He said it was all C. Oh, and up and same thing Lindbeck said. That PR firm wrote that.
Yeah. So I'm like, where's the olive branch? Where's the endorsement that he said that he would do? You know, this morning I was watching
it's a sucker punch.
Yeah, this morning I was watching the coverage, and you know, he addressed the Texas delegation, and they said, we came here as delegates for Cruz, and we're leaving delegates for Trump. And
that's so it backfired on him. I told folks they were going to walk out Wednesday, and Cruz's speech didn't happen. We told everybody that was coming.
Tell them what your dad said.
Oh, my dad told me something about staying in Mexico. That some people, they like to burn their house just to see your Scotch fire.
Yeah, say it again.
Some people burn their houses just to see your house Scotch on fire.
Exactly.
And I think
so he cut his nose off and spied his face.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he burned himself up hoping he would get Trump.
Yes, I think that exactly. He did. And, you know, he's Hispanic, and I'm going back to something. I have tried to not think with the color of my skin because that's what the left is teaching everybody.
Clinton makes the right start doing that too. But you were mentioning his wife and all these immigrants they marry, and the Trump, and how they hire all these minorities. And Trump, a lot of people know Trump. He loves everybody.
Well, I never supported Cruz or Rubio. I support Trump because he has. I think that the Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, was saying that Donald Trump was a false prophet, and I did a video against him and said,
listen, brother, we're going to have you back up next week. God bless. We got Milo coming up. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Great job, guys.
This is GCN.
This is their website.
Genesis Communications Radio.
Official Latinos for Trump.com.
Yes. Yeah.